It's always been a business issue. The whole thing has been covered with the, it's been injected with this moral tone. Save the children from what? From sex? From violence? Look. A parent has a responsibility to educate their children about sex. You don't want your child to know about sex. I think you're taking a risk, because how can you expect a child to protect itself or to understand the dangers of a weenie wagger unless he knows what a weenie is? You know, you can't keep them sexually ignorant. It's dangerous for them. You want to protect your children from violence? Don't let them watch football. You know, what they're talking about is really useless. And in law, I understand, although I only have a high school education, but somebody told me one time that in matters pertaining to the First Amendment, you were supposed to look for the least restrictive alternative. And the least restrictive alternative in this case is don't buy sugar walls. Nobody is making you buy it. You don't need to buy Eat Me Alive. Rock and roll music was never written or performed or designed for the taste of a conservative individual.
We are the children.
Why should a group of conservative individuals,
we are the world,
exert their taste and their morals on people who want it? If this music offends you, don't buy it. That's the best way to vote against it. If you think that your taste and your feeling about this thing is so exactly right, just walk away from it. Or support music education in school, music appreciation in school. Because how can a kid buy something else unless he knows that it exists? Most American kids in the younger age bracket have never heard a symphony orchestra, never heard jazz, have never heard any kind of music other than rock and roll. That's all they see and that's all they hear, because that's all that gets broadcast. And music education was taken out of schools because of budget cuts. Who needs it? All right? So stick it back in. That's what the PTA ought to be doing. And as far as the rest of the stuff, trying to pass all these minute little legislations of different ratings, you know, a generic warning, if you had to warn anybody, you should say, buyer beware. This music was not made for conservative tastes. So just go do something else or buy instrumental music.